What's up, podcast? Text MEM to 31996 to get access to my free content planner and be first to get notified when anything new launches. By the way, I'm hosting a content workshop this month. Registration opens June 8th. Spots are limited. So again, if you want to be first to be notified, text MEM to 31996. This is the audio from a recent Instagram live I did where we discussed how to increase website traffic from Instagram and if it's a good idea to run ads on multiple platforms. So, the easiest way, like I said previously, to, you know, go out and increase traffic over to your website is by posting more and making sure you add a call to action to each post. So always click the link in my bio to purchase. Other than that, what you can do is go out and engage with users on Instagram. That'll also increase your profile visits, which will increase the traffic to your website. So the main thing, like any action you take on Instagram, is going to increase profile visits. Meaning when you like someone's picture, when you comment on someone's picture, when you follow someone, when you post content, all of those actions increase your profile visits. Profile visits translate to website clicks. So if you're trying to increase sales on your website, what do you need to do? Anybody? And everything I just named are pretty much engagement signals. Liking, commenting, following, content are all engagement signals. So think of this as a input and output deal. So you're inputting these signals on the platform, liking, commenting, following, posting content. Those are inputs. Then the output is going to be the profile visits, which trickles down into DMs, link clicks, follows, and engagement for you. So the more you can output, the more actions you can take on the platform, you know, the more results you're going to get in your DM, on your website, on your page. So if you're ever, you know, at a point where you're like, man, I'm not growing, man, I'm not getting clicks, man, I'm not getting sales, sit back and really think, like, have I been engaging with other users on the platform? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is going to be no. Most people that I encounter who have trouble growing, they have trouble with sales, have trouble getting more traffic to their website, they don't engage on the platform. They post content sometimes and they just hope, you know, something happens from it. But hey, I'm good. How about you? But yeah, there are a lot of, you know, manual actions you can take on Instagram that affect your business. So we literally have no excuse. I know everyone's biggest excuse is content. They don't know what to post. They don't know when to post. They don't know how to post. They don't know what to say in the captions. That's fine. But everyone has the ability to like, comment, and follow other people on the platform. Always keep in mind that Facebook and Instagram are community first platforms. They're all about establishing a community. So, you know, do what it takes to build a community around your brand. And what it takes to build a community around your brand is engaging with other people on the platform. When they visit your profile, they read your bio, they check out your content. If those things align with them, then they'll become a follower. If you show up every day, you post in your newsfeed, you utilize stories, you hop in their DM, you go live, then they turn into customers. It's literally that simple. I'm not sure if I asked this question before. Do you think it's best to run ads on Facebook, IG, Pinterest? So Facebook and Instagram you can do at the same time. One second. Let me stop this. So do I think it's best to run ads on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest at one time? So Facebook and Instagram, you're always going to set those up on a Facebook Ads Manager at business.facebook.com. So you can run those simultaneously without any, you know, effort. Pinterest, obviously, you would have to go on Pinterest to set those ads up. It wouldn't hurt running them at the same time, because say someone sees your ad and they visit your website, but they don't buy on Facebook. Then they go to Instagram and they're on their stories and they see your ad, visit your website again. For some reason, they don't buy. Then they go to Pinterest and do whatever they're doing on Pinterest and they see your ad again. And that's the time that they buy. So it's definitely good to run ads on multiple platforms if you have the ability. Just for the simple fact that when you're trying to sell products online, you have to touch, you know, your prospects or potential customers more than once. I believe it's up to like 10 times. So, you know, you kind of have to interact with them or engage them at least 10 times before they purchase. So the more platforms that they see you on, the better for you. The more that they see you, the better for you. Even, you know, in my business, people discover me from my ads. They engage with my content. Some people I DM. Then they see me in stories. They probably see my ads again. Then they see me on live. Like, I close a lot of sales on live. But it's the point is, you know, interacting or engaging with them multiple times before they buy. So, you know, think of it that way. And email. So I'm emailing them. I'm also on YouTube. I also have a podcast. And I'm on Pinterest and I'm on Facebook. So, you know, like wherever they go, they see me. It's kind of hard to miss me. So you kind of, you know, have to engulf your potential customers to convert them over into buyers. If you're just joining, we're doing a Q&A, so send me over some questions or let me know your number one struggle when it comes to ads, content, growth, sales, website traffic. Also, I'm offering $25 coaching calls today only, 30-minute coaching calls for only $25. That's 50% off. If you want to sign up for that, you can click the link in my bio. Taylor, thanks for joining. Crystal, Prestige, thanks for joining. What price amount do you think is reasonable? Like I said last time, I don't know if you were on the live, but when you're running a $5 per day budget, you get data back slowly. So we're gonna do some math really quick. So if it costs you, let's say, if it costs you $25 to acquire a customer, meaning after you've spent $25, you've gotten someone to purchase your product. On a $5 per day budget, how long will it take you to acquire one customer? Someone put the answer in the chat. It costs you $25 to acquire one customer. On a $5 per day budget, how many days will it take you to acquire one customer? Anybody? So we don't have no mathematicians in here. Yes, 5 days. So on a $25 per day budget, how long will it take you? How many days will it take you to acquire a customer? If it costs you $25 to acquire a customer into your business, on a $25 per day budget, how many days will it take you to acquire a customer? Yes. So that's the most simple way I can put it, like, to your budget question. Thanks for listening. If you find this podcast helpful or useful, please leave me a 5-star review wherever you consume your podcast at. Again, thanks for listening.